recursive ball.
Yeah, it was like snake eating its tail kind of show for sure. That's taken from a tape called Burned Youth. That's the song we heard there is called The Healing Force. Crash Normal right before that with Moon Food, taken from Your Body Got Ahead. And that's an LP released on Born Bad and domestically via Kill Shaman. Gonna wrap things up here with Korean Gut, also known as the KGs.
Yo, KG crew in the house.
We got personal preference
here to rap for you tonight.
I'm trying to make this stick. The KGs, I like this. I'm gonna push
I
that.
I hate it.
Reminds me of the JBs.
The JBs. Yeah, the JBs. You gotta get like a James Brown impressionist to be like the KGs. The KGs. The KGs.
Okay, no. $75.
You do what you want.
For
10 don't do whatever you don't want.
Chanting.
Do what you want.
Get me to do it. I'll do it. For
there you go. Very, you're our new hype man.
Very low cost. We're gonna wrap things up here with one last song. This is a Thinking Fellers Union Local 282. This is Tom Whalen's one of his favorite bands.
Oh,
apparently,
one of his Desert Island picks. One of
such
his
a choice jam. Star Trek by Thinking Fellers.
On the Pop Drone Show, see you at 10 Tricks Point. Never tonight, gang. Thank you, Tom and Jarrett.
Thank you, Mark, for having us.
No problem.
And press play. Tom can't figure out his phone, so no, it's not playing.
It's not playing.
It's basically 11:30. We're gonna come back to this later. No, it's not playing. It would play. It would play.
It's weird because I hear
it playing. Let me try.
Hear it in my headphones.
No, maybe your phone's not loud enough.
It's not.
There we go.
Radio time with Tom
playing songs off your phone.
Thanks for listening, folks.
right. Hello and welcome. It is 11:30 and it is Wednesday, April 11th. That means you are listening to another edition of the Student Special Hour. I'm going to be your host today. My name is Andy Resto. And today I've got a decent selection of music. It is exam season around here at UBC. Therefore, these first couple tracks I'm going to play are going to be a little bit of a preview of at least what I've got coming for exams. After that, we're going to get into some more local stuff. But to start, I have a German exam tomorrow. Therefore, I've got a few German selections for you. This first one's going to be from a band called Faust off of their classic album, Faust 4. After that, I might give you some intense Einstürzende Neubauten, which is some intense industrial stuff. After that, we're going to tone it down, get back into some local Vancouver stuff. But for now, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Student Special Hour, and this is Faust with Jennifer. One second here. And we're not getting anything. Okay. Give me one second. This should be playing. There we go. All right. We'll be right back.
As interesting as listening to this PSA is, there's nothing quite like watching it. Watching what, you ask? The annual showcase of films that accompany it as part of the POV, or Persistence of Vision, Film Festival. This showcase of short films written, directed, shot, edited, and produced by students in the film production program at UBC happens only once a year. On April 27th and 28th, join the POV Festival at the Empire Granville 7 Cinemas in the heart of downtown Vancouver as these magnificent films are debuted. For tickets and information, visit povfilmfestival.com.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beach Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
All right, welcome back. This is, again, the Student Special Hour on CITR 101.9 FM. What you just heard there were a couple of songs by some old German bands. First one was by a band called Faust, and that last one you just heard is by Einstürzende Neubauten off the album Collapse. I only played that because the mood is right. It's exam season, and as far as I'm concerned, I've got a German exam tomorrow. So all of you listening who are stressing out right now, just know that we're all feeling for you here. From here, we're going to move on to some more local Vancouver stuff. The duo Humans just came out with a new LP called Traps, and I'm going to play a track off of this. I believe I will play a song called Horizon. This is off their Bandcamp, so you can go check it out if you're into it. After that, I might play a couple selections from the Night Prison LP, which is a compilation of a bunch of different local hardcore and punk groups. So hope you enjoy that. And this is Humans. Thank you. So that last track was by a group called Hairy Legs, spelled H-A-R-I, legs, all one word. Not hairy as in lots of hair, although could be what it means. I don't know. I get more of a vision of some Hindu word or something, although they did not sound Hindu whatsoever. This Night Prison LP is really sweet. It's got a bunch of local punk bands, Your Needles and Pins, and, as I just mentioned, Hairy Legs from that. Included on this are different, you know, legendary groups like White Lung, New Sensei's here. You've got Anna, you've got Shearing Pinks, The Defectors. Really worthwhile album to go by. Again, that's Night Prison, N-I-T-E, Prison. Anyway, really great LP. Right before I played that, I played Humans. Their new LP is called Traps. And that was, I just got that off their Bandcamp, so anybody can go check that out. Definitely worthwhile. Coming up, I've got a group called the Ruffled Feathers. And the reason I'm playing this group is because they happen to be the cover feature on the newest issue of Discorder magazine. All of you who haven't picked it up, should go out there, pick it up. Ruffled Feathers on the cover, as usual. Plenty of great features in Discorder. If you don't want to make the effort to go find it in a hard copy, go to discorder.ca, check out all the features. And again, this group, their new album, it's called Oracles. And I want to play a song. Sounds pretty intense. It's called Canals of Suju. So be prepared, because that is what is coming from Ruffled Feathers.
Have you heard the song?
All right, welcome back. This is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. It is the student special hour every Wednesday, 11:30 to 1. I am Andy Resto. I'm hosting today. I'm going to go ahead and apologize for that last track. The reason I played it is because I'm a big-time Sonic Youth fan, and that was Lee Ranaldo. He just has a new solo album, I guess, that came out. The song was called Off the Wall. Not that into it. Not sure if that's how the rest of the album goes. But if so, I don't think I'm going to waste too much time on it. You know, I remember Thurston Moore had his solo album come out last year. What was it called? Demolished Thoughts. And I thought that was pretty great. But thus far, this Lee Ranaldo album not working so well with me. Anyway, thought I'd give it a try. Earlier, I played a couple of old German bands, some kind of legendary, I guess semi-legendary, strange German bands, only because I have a German exam tomorrow. This next song that I'm going to play is a bit of a stretch, but another exam that's coming up, being that it is exam season around here at UBC. The next one I've got is a class on prophetic Christian figures. So basically writings of Christian authors. So as I was trying to think of what I have that could slightly resemble any sort of Christian music, and I didn't find much. But then I stumbled across Sex Church, and I thought that was the closest I can maybe find that their band name has the word church in it. So I'm gonna play a song off of Sex Church's album that came out last year. This is the title track of the album, Growing Over. This is a great album. I suggest that anybody go and buy it now. Yeah, and they are from Vancouver, so that's even better. Anyway, hope you enjoy it. This is Sex Church.
Thank you. tearing up the charts, babe.
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
With the vast amount of changes happening in the world, it's almost impossible to get a clear picture of what's really going on.
We are trapped within the logic of capitalism, leaving us unable to imagine what comes next.
The Extra Environmentalist brings the perspectives of people who can see the whole picture and are ready for whatever comes our way.
Tune in to The Extra Environmentalist every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
This is the viewpoint that makes all places the same to you.
And welcome back once again to the Student Special Hour on CITR 101.9 FM. That was Village off of their aptly titled Village EP. And they were a band that played, that opened up the show at the Discorder fundraiser a couple weeks ago, which turned out really great, and thanks to everyone who came out for that. And they did a really good job, as did all the bands there. There were a couple other ones. Man Your Horse was one. I blanked on the second name. And there is a band called Japanese Girls that finished the show. It all went really well. Just taking a look at some upcoming shows. Tonight there's an evening show at Zulu Records. They're doing an in-store with a band called The Wooden Sky, who is playing there tonight at 6 p.m. and is going to be at the Biltmore tomorrow night. So you should check one of those out. I've got a couple other things here. Tonight at the Biltmore, Hard Drugs is going to be playing with Hani El Khatib and the Tijuana Panthers. Let's see, what else do we have coming up? On Saturday the 14th, Myths are going to be at Electric Owl with Trust. At the Astoria is going to be a show with Ancients, Toby Attic, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, Three Wolf Moon, and Aquanaut. That's on the 14th. And yeah, so it's just a couple, obviously just a couple of previews there. But as always, every night there's going to be something exciting. I'm checking this out on liveband.com right now. It's a good website. And if anybody's interested and needs something to do on a boring night, check out liveband.com and you should be able to find something. Now I'm going to move on here. Staying in Vancouver, going to play Black Mountain. They have a recent release, which is called Year Zero, an album called Year Zero, which I'm a little confused. I think it is a soundtrack to some sort of film. I cannot find the film. I've been looking for it. And on the cover art, it says Year Zero, the original soundtrack by Black Mountain, and has the original soundtrack crossed off. So, we're not going to think about that. Just going to consider this an album by Black Mountain called Year Zero. And this song is called Embrace Euphoria. I'm digging that title, so we are going to listen to it. Black Mountain. Here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Dance with her and be free.
We are back in studio at the student special hour here on CITR 101.9. That set was a little bit dreamy and a little bit creepy.
It was nice.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
We are joined in studio now by the infamous host of the Butter on the Bread show.
DJ Ryan.
DJ Hello. Ryan.
I don't have a DJ name. I was going to go with DJ Business Casual for a while, but I don't know. Do you have a DJ name?
I do not have a DJ name. Okay. No. You got to work on that, though.
Yeah. It's important. You have to have an alter ego so that when you go into the studio, you can just lose yourself. Yeah. I didn't do that. DJ Business Casual did.
Yeah. So, what's up?
Nothing. I just got back from a 5-day punk festival in Portland, Oregon, Gathering of the Goof Punks.
That is awesome.
It was incredible. It was so good.
Oh, who'd you see? It's awesome bands.
The Taxpayers were the only band that I knew.
Oh, okay.
But it was like, the festival is a lot of like DIY punk. So it's all like folk punk and super lo-fi. And all of the people there were these like crazy anarchists and activists. And this one guy from one of the bands got on stage, and midway through their set, he was like, "So there was we're from Arizona, and in Portland, you guys don't have as much of a problem with this, but there was a huge neo-Nazi rally in Tucson a month ago, and we resisted them, and I'm facing potentially 20 years in prison and 7 felony charges, so if you guys could buy our CD, that would be a big help, because it's expensive to deal with this kind of stuff." And I was just like, what?
That's crazy.
Awesome.
Don't even know how to follow up with that.
Yeah. It was a crazy weekend, and I have a nice little scar on my forehead.
I noticed that. You look like Harry Potter now.
Yeah, I got punched in the head.
Sounds good. That might be your DJ name now. You're going to be Harry Potter or something.
I don't want to be DJ Harry Potter. Sorry.
The wizard.
Yeah, maybe we'd have to figure out something pretty darn cool.
Anyway, you have something you want to play? I got the Taxpayers lined up.
Oh, wow. Nice and cued. Let's start off with that, and then maybe some Hunks.
All right. Sounds good.
They sort of fit together.
All right.
Sort of.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Yeah, that Black Mountain surprised me by how spacey and creepy it was.
It's really, their music's really psychedelic. I saw them live once. It was awesome.
Yeah.
So it's a totally different experience.
Yeah, so I just had to follow it up with some theremin. For those of you who don't know, that was Armin Ra, who is apparently the master theremin player in the world. I saw this guy live maybe a year and a half ago or so. Kind of scary, but also fascinating. He was playing Armenian laments, and it was really bizarre.
Did he have a backup band, or was
it just... No, it was just him just standing there, and he was casting so super skinny, like a skeleton.
Yeah.
And so he was casting these long shadows of his fingers on, like, the amp behind him, and it was just so scary. Gives you nightmares. But really, really good theremin player. And now we're going to pick it up a bit, I guess. This is the Taxpayers.
Yeah.
And after that... suggestion from DJ Business Casual.
Business Wizard.
Business Wizard. With Hunks and his punks, or just Hunks?
Now he's just Hunks, but just when Hunks. When he played at the Waldorf, they only lost one lady from the band. Oh. It's still Hunks and his punks.
It's still Hunks and his punks. All right, here we go.
Same time, same fucking place. Yep.
that was Hunks and possibly his punks along with him.
I'd say it was his punks.
Yeah. I'm Not the One You Were Looking For. Is that what it's called? Yeah. What else did we hear? I accidentally played Ketamines, which I was not planning on doing, but that's off their new album, Spaced Out. And the song is Midnight Dawn. And what else? Oh, as a suggestion from DJ Business Wizard, we had Taxpayers, who you saw in Portland.
Yes. Some Gathering of the Goof Punks.
Gathering of the
Goof 2012. Punks.
2012. That just sounds insane.
It was crazy. Like, just five nights of being drenched in sweat, smashing up against strangers.
Being a goof punk.
Being a goof punk, yeah.
Anyway, how is your exam season going? I think it's officially starting today.
Yeah.
I was playing some previews earlier. I don't know if you had any. What are you? What exam do you have coming up?
My first exam is sociology, but it's not till the 16th. Hmm. I haven't even started looking at that.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder. I don't know any songs about sociology.
I don't either.
All music is about sociology in a way.
Yeah. When you think about it, man, everything's like interconnected,
everything's,
you know?
It's kind of everything, so. Sounds good. All right. I don't have much lined up. I have a track by Aquanaut, which is about 10 minutes long. They're playing at, where was it? At the Astoria on Saturday. And so I thought I would preview it here. It sounds pretty intense.
Just like camping.
Yeah, because it's like, does intense camping?
No, it's intense.
All right, totally got me on that one. All right. Anyway, they have like a burning. It looks like a burning cross on their Bandcamp.
It's upside here. Down though, so it's not racist.
Yeah,
it's just Satanist.
Yeah, and their music sounds pretty dark. But sounds pretty cool as well. Before we get to that, though, we might take it easy.
Yeah.
Ryan's got...
Tops.
Tops, yeah.
They're from Montreal. That's
Tops
all I know.
Of Montreal. And they are sitting in a sauna, it looks like. Which is always relaxing.
I think so. Saunas.
Yeah. So, maybe this will be relaxing. Maybe not.
It's a pretty relaxing song. Yeah.
So just imagine you're sitting in a sauna.
Yeah. You're in a sauna that's like on the tracks to hell. Because that's what the next song is.
We've got the first track.
Track one's great, yeah.
All right. We will go with that then. So this is Evening by Tops.
Thank you.
So sorry about that little glitch at the beginning there. Of course, that was a 7-inch. It was on 33 RPM. It needs to be on 45. But it's always cool, actually, to hear the Doom vocals there at the beginning. That was Slow Learners off of their latest 7-inch, which is self-titled. And the song that was the A-side, it's called Grocery Store. Pretty good song. And pretty good cover to the album with a cartoon ape that is bleeding out of his eyes and mouth. So music's a little bit happier than that, but sounds good anyway. This should be the last time you hear my voice. We have the Terry Project coming up, the Terry Project podcast. And yeah, we'll get that on around 1 o'clock. This has been the Student Special Hour on Wednesday, April 11th, 2012. My name is Andy. We were joined briefly in studio by Ryan, who does the Butter on the Bread show every Thursday from 5 to 6, I believe. So tune into that. And 10 things here. I'm going to play Aquanaut. This is again off their Bandcamp. They have a new, EP, 4-track EP called Sunken Ark. And this is the title track from that EP. And yeah, this is CITR 101.9 FM. Terry Project is up next. Hope you enjoyed the show this week. And until next week, this is Andy signing off. Thanks.